In early 2024, Google announced a new initiative aimed at fostering the use of artificial intelligence in cybersecurity. Heather Adkins, VP of Security Engineering at Google, joined us to discuss the news in an exclusive interview for Cybercrime Radio.
In the industry, we talk a lot about something known as the defender's dilemma. The idea that as a defender, you have to be perfect all the time. Patch your systems on time before the bad guys get there. Make sure you don't have configuration mistakes. Make sure your users change their passwords on time and choose good passwords, etc. And yet the attacker only needs you to make one mistake to find a weakness in your system, and suddenly the game is up. The paper we released today really dives into the roadmap for changing the paradigm of the defender's dilemma and letting the defenders get ahead, which we think is really important.
Launched at the annual Munich Cybersecurity Conference, the AI Cyber Defense Initiative builds on Google's Secure AI Framework, designed to help organizations build AI tools and products that are secure by default. We asked Adkins about the company's decision to announce it at a security conference.
At Munich Cybersecurity Conference and in security conference just more generally this year, the number one topic was AI. And the reason for that is this recognition that unlike ever before, we have this new tool, this kind of new scientific instrument, if you will, that may actually let us get ahead and give us the opportunity to automate away a lot of security problems that we've had for a very long time, but have had a difficult time getting on top of. It's really an opportunity to continue the dialogue in both formal and informal settings on just how do we change the game for cyber so that everybody has a secure world to live in.
Cyber threats are on the rise, and AI can provide defenders with a powerful set of tools for analyzing data, detecting anomalies, predicting attacks, and more. While there is, and always will be, a risk of exploitation for malicious intent, Adkins assured us that Google is well-versed in the positive applications of this technology.
At Google, we've been using AI for a long time in defense behind Gmail spam filtering. When you log into a Gmail account, we have risk models behind that. We use it inside to look for anomalies in access. But generative AI in particular is going to give us a new kind of opportunity, really, to just change the whole game. We're really excited about the opportunity in front of us.
Part of this initiative was the announcement of a 3-month program for the most promising startups using AI technology to grow and innovate responsibly in the cybersecurity space. Adkins highlighted the importance of providing these companies with essential growth skills, internationalization strategies, and Google tools and products to help them scale.
What we did this week is working with 17 startups from the UK, the US, and all across the EU is a new cohort of sorts under the Google for Startups Growth Academy AI for Cybersecurity program. And the idea there is to really leverage the community and these community of ideas that are coming up out of kind of early career and young people and entrepreneurs, not just within Europe, but also transatlantic. There's a cybersecurity ecosystem that we're going to have to strengthen over time with international strategies. And it's really great because the founders of these 17 startups get access to Google, Google people, our tools, our best practices, and the ability to network also. This is so important for founders, especially first-time founders, be able to tap into the expertise, get the advice and the support from people who've walked this path. We're excited to continue to sponsor entrepreneurship here in Europe.
To learn more about Google's AI Cyber Defense Initiative and to hear more from Heather Adkins, listen to her full interview at cybercrime.radio.